It's a Football Sack podcast. It's the preview show for the weekend ahead. I'm your host, Jack Quigley. That's Christian Leyland.
Looking forward to this.
So am I. Let's play some music for about 20 seconds and then we'll start.
Hot.
Boom. We're here today. I was closer to 10 seconds than 20, really.
Yeah.
I got that one a bit wrong, so apologies to those of you anoraks at home with your stopwatches. It is the Thursday show. It is the preview show, and we've got a bit to talk about, which is good.
This is awesome. I like talking.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, no, it's
you
true.
Do it every day.
Oh, it's true. I know. I'm an addict, what can I say?
Yeah, well, so am I.
My name is Christian Leyland, and I'm an addict.
Yeah. Hi, Christian. We'll start off with, let's talk the elephant in the room. I'm not talking about you. Oh. I'm not talking about you either, Tom, over there. Let's talk Robbie Slater during the week. It is the big story in football in Australia this week. Having a crack at Harry Kewell in an article in the Sunday Telegraph. He came out, for those of you who didn't see it, said that he was at a dinner, or there was a dinner, he wasn't there, in South Africa during the World Cup, where Harry came was told by a member of the squad to F off and was not needed by the squad anymore, and he was no good to the team. Harry heard about it, checked the article, got in touch with Fox Sports and said, can I call up your show, Fox Sports FC, on Tuesday night?
Have a right of reply.
And have a right of reply, exactly, which I'm really glad he did. Mm-hmm. And he came out and really gave Robbie a serve, and so he should have, because Robbie would not name his source. And if you're not going to name where you hear these stories from, it's as good as just making up anything, really. Who was the swimmer that did it? There was a... Yeah, what was her name? She came out and said, yes. There's doping, is it? But she wouldn't name
she wouldn't
who'd
name
offered
who it. Was,
it.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
And everyone just said, well, if you're not going to be a man, or in this case a woman. And name it, and that's what Harry said when he was having a go. He said, if you're not going to be a man, then you know we have to disregard this altogether.
Yeah. Well, Jason Ackermanis did it too with the AFL.
He did, of course, yes. Yeah. Robbie came out and made that claim, said that Harry said, you know, name him and shame him. You know, if let the public know who said it, let me know who said it. You know, I think Harry would know who said it. I don't doubt, actually, that anything that it wasn't said. I believe it was Graham Arnold who has said it at the time. A couple of reasons for that. I think that it's probably... Arnie is probably Robbie's only current friend in the current squad who he talks to regularly.
Or in the world.
Or in the world. Yes, that's right. Very true. And also, I think that Graham Arnold would be the only idiot who would honestly tell Harry Kewell that he's not needed by the Socceroos.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because we still need you, Harry. Please don't go anywhere. So that's where I think it has come from. But, you know, if you're going to make these claims, you have to name it. And it's been the brainchild for a new segment here, which we'll talk about regularly on the Football Sack, called Robbie Slater's Unsubstantiated Bombshells.
Yes. Amazing.
Yes. So we're going to just come out with our news. We figured, you know, apparently these days you can just make up your own news.
So we thought, Robbie's trying to do it on his own. Lighten the load a bit.
That's right. We'll start spreading some of his gospel. So he sent us through some press releases that he wanted us to read out. His first one was that he has been contacted to make a comeback to the national team as captain coach.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, which is exciting. When asked for a backup source, he wouldn't give it. There was no source. So, you know, of course, that's just the way Robbie works. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't use a source for these things. But, you know, he makes these claims and he expects us to expect that they're true.
Yes. Again, though, probably assuming Graham Arnold.
We assume it's probably for the Mariners, he's probably the Graham Arnold. He's probably going up to the national team as well to take the reins, in like a who's hitting kind of joint club and country role.
Yes, yes.
His second bombshell was he's also been contacted to head up FIFA. Sepp Blatter must be stepping down, I guess, because Robbie claims that he will be the new head honcho of world football. Again, when asked for comment, you know, where he got that from, there was no source at all. And the third bombshell of the day was after Fox Sports FC the other night, he went out to the green room to get something to eat, had a sausage roll, no source.
No source.
There was no source.
What's going on, Robbie?
So that is really, the bombshells continue to drop from Robbie Slater. His fantastic quote the other night during the show, was, which I said earlier, was, look, I don't want an intellectual conversation to break out here. I mean, Robbie.
He put himself on a pedestal there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's... yeah, look, if you... That Fox Sports panel, we were talking about it, you know, Simon Hill, you know, very knowledgeable, speaks very well, very smart, he's worked for the BBC. Yes. He's just the anchor for that show, because you've just got Robbie Slater, who has no idea what he's talking about. You have Mark Bosnich, who... I won't do his laugh because I think the mic might break. But basically, I'll have to turn away from the mic. But you would just... I'll do it at random points during the show.
Yeah.
To make it feel like Boz is here in the studio with us. Mm-hmm. So, hi, Boz. Take a seat and get ready to crack some not funny jokes, but laugh hysterically.
And be the only one doing so.
Yeah, exactly. What was his one the other night? It was during the Premier League, and he made a subpar joke, but because it technically was a joke, he nearly wet his pants.
It was about him becoming the new villain manager.
That was what it was about. Yeah, thanks, Tom. It was about they were sort of talking odds for the Villa job and talking Maradona, I think, and he said, I think I've got just as much chance. Was that
a
it?
A person texted in saying, I believe Mark Bosnich has got a...
Yeah, no, and he said, well, no one's texted in for you yet, Robbie. Yeah, that was that was it.
Like having him here.
Yeah, that's right. So welcome to the show, Bozza.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thanks for that, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
In lieu.
Oh, I know we pay the cleaners for something.
That's so right. Yeah. In the absence of doing research for this show, we just get a mercenary in.
Yeah.
A fax mercenary. Mm. Tom Goss is in the studio, a friend of ours today. For those of you who are wondering who the third voice is.
Hey guys.
Yes. We should talk a bit A-League.
Okay.
The
twist my arm.
Yes, that's right. The big news this week is that Clive Palmer's come out and reinstated this crowd cap for the Gold Coast United's match against the Melbourne Victory next weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm really annoyed.
Yes.
I'm definitely not for it. You know, they got 7,000 for their last game, which was poor, but 2,000 less is not better.
Yeah, although... I think that's supposed to be their biggest crowd of the year against the Raw. I mean, last year they got 20K for it.
Yeah.
And and to be honest, most of the crowd were Raw fans who just travelled down. You can see where he's coming from in the fact he has to, cut losses, but it shouldn't be in this situation in the first place.
Not really. I mean, he came out and, they stand to save $80,000 per game with this.
Yeah.
He came out and made his statement at the start of this year because they had losses of whatever their losses were. Let's say, for argument's sake, it was $1.3 million or something like that. He came out and said, I could afford to lose $1.3 million a week for the rest of my life and not be in trouble.
He did say that.
Yeah. So why is he worried about saving $80,000 on a crowd, on paying security and cleaners and whatnot? That's really, really strange for me, and it totally contradicts where he's at. So he might be like the next Alan Stanford, that guy who bankrolled West Indies cricket, and it turned out it was all borrowed money, and he's now in prison in Texas.
Yes.
So, Clive, can we see those financial records?
It would be nice.
Yeah.
Hidden behind all the hot dogs, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why there was no sauce at Fox Sports. Yeah, Clive's taking it. Any other comment from you on that?
Not really. Look, it's hard to see it changing back in the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Really, if you're in the Gold Coast, get to some matches. It's the only way things are going to change.
You will lose that team if you're on the Gold Coast and you're listening to the show. Or you know somebody who likes football but doesn't go to the matches. You've just got to take one for the team. It's not expensive. Get out there. Vote with your feet, Gold Coast, just to show that there is groundswell there if Gold Coast United as a club are willing to go out and find it. Because we all know there is. It's the fastest growing area of Australia, the Gold Coast. You're telling me there's not 20,000 people up there who wouldn't mind going to watch a bit of football every 2 weeks.
And honestly, you just have a look at the crowds for the local, just the Premier League up there, That's decent. Yes. They're decent crowds. Yeah, if you can get those people to bring themselves and their families to the games, yep. You're going to have a decent crowd every week.
Exactly.
It's So look, if you're at the Gold Coast, get yourself there. If you already go there, get people, rouse your mates. Yeah. Let's get some decent crowds there, because that will open the stands again. Yeah.
There was a letter in the Sydney Morning Herald the other day. This is slightly going off on a tangent, but it's about sort of just getting in the habit of going to watch a football match every 2 weeks. Like if you're in England, if you're home this week, you'll be away next week and you'll be at home the week after, which is not the case in the A-League.
No.
It was a fan who wrote in, who was a Sydney FC fan, and was saying like the spaces between their matches will sometimes be 4 days, 6 days, then they'll go 3 weeks without a home game, and then they'll have three in the space of 2 weeks, and then they'll go a month without a home game. And like, that is not conducive to building repeat crowds and the ritual that football relies on to get people coming through the gates.
I think up here in close to Queensland and stuff, we actually have it's a little bit better, because it's not exact, but it's almost Raw home 1 week, Gold Coast home the next.
Yes, that's right. You have a choice of football. If you live halfway between the two, you're going well. So, yes. So maybe that's just something to think about for the A-League.
I think so.
Because I'm sure they listen to this show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I hope Robbie Slater listens to the show.
I love it. Well, I
doubt he would, because it seems to be sort of, we offer a lot of information about football, which is not something he's really interested in. He's more interested in unsubstantiated bombshells, as we've seen. On the topic of Brisbane and Sydney, which we both kind of touched on there, they clash on Saturday night. You're going up to the game.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
You were a bit worried you wouldn't be able to get there, because apparently Bridge is out.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm supposed to get out there.
That's right. Yeah. You're going to have to take a side road. Yeah, or fly. Yeah.
Have to go take Danning Avenue or something.
Yeah. See. Is there a Danning Avenue?
Oh, I'm sure there's one somewhere.
There's going to be one in Australia, surely. Alex Brosk has been ruled out of the match. Mark Bridge is not going to be fit, we don't think.
No.
So it looks like you said the Killer Bees are in the Hive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuck in the Hive.
Yeah. So that's interesting. We'll be interested to see how well they go up there. Who's going to lead the line? Well, Danny will start, I assume.
Yeah, I assume. Yes.
Up front, who else will play up front? Well, Carl will be in attack.
He'll be in attack
as well. But out and out strikers, they're struggling a little bit now, aren't they?
They are a little bit, yeah. Because they're actually supposed to sign one like a month ago, but it never happened. They actually went.
Was it who? So I take it they passed on the big fella that scored against Athens.
Yeah, he left a few days afterwards.
Yeah, because he was pretty awful. Yeah. It was a good header. He'll always have that header.
That's all he'll ever have.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, good head.
Yeah.
All heads, good head.
Okay. we'll leave it at that and move on. I don't think you can top that. Right. No comment.
No comment.
I've totally lost it. Melbourne Victory. Let's talk Melbourne Victory. They're going to announce a signing later on this afternoon, which you probably will have heard about by the time this podcast is on iTunes, but just for the record, it's currently, 2 p.m.?
Yeah, about 2 p.m.
Yeah, while we're in the studio. When are they announcing it?
3 p.m.
Well, there you go. Once again, the Football Sack leading the way with news on the Hyundai A-League. They've signed Ricardinho.
Yes, not the Brazilian World Cup winner, I'm afraid.
Yes, right. No, it's not him. It's the player who played for Atletico Paranaense and just most recently Jeju United.
In the
K-League in Korea. He's been loaned out to a lot of clubs,
yes.
Never really settled, has scored a few goals at each club.
Mm. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he goes in the A-League.
Well, of course, yeah.
You'd think he'd be okay. You'd like to think so.
Yeah. Has he been training with them, do you know? Or is this they're just announcing he's going to come over soon?
He's just announcing he's going to come
okay,
over.
Okay, so he won't play this weekend, we don't think.
Probably
would be very
not.
Surprised.
Yes, yeah, very surprised.
Well, they don't play till Sunday though, so maybe if he's at the press conference, he might have a few days to train. He could play.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm really looking forward to that game because North Queensland will be taking their biggest away support to Amy Stadium.
Yes,
which will probably only get bigger when they play the Heart down there.
Of course,
with all those green seats. Yeah, they're going to be everywhere. Those Fury fans. It's going to be great sight. Great sight for Fury football. Straka. What's his name? I've forgotten his first name.
Franz.
Franz, that's it. I was going to say Hans, but I knew that wasn't right. Franz Strucker is going to be running around trying to pump up all the plastic seats. Yeah.
Why aren't you cheering?
That's right. He's going to be in the dying seconds of the match if Fury are leading, and they're trying to hold on. He'll be going, you know, trying to psych up the seats. He'll be holding his ear up, cupping his ear to the seats, and trying to get them to make some noise. And he's going to come out of the press conference and say, look, it was great to see them all travel down, but, you know, it'd be nice if they made a bit of noise.
Yeah. You just see at the end of the game, we'll be calling the team over, they'll be doing bows in front of the seats.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And the seats can do it because they'll be those retractable
ones. Seats. Yeah, yeah, very nice.
Well, you actually need somebody there to push them. They don't just flap away in the breeze.
It is a new green stadium. They have innovations, you know.
That's right, yeah. There might be like windmill seats. Yeah,
some
or something
sort of turbine seats to try to create power for the lights.
That's how the lights stay on, yeah. That's right. If the lights go out halfway through a game, it's because not enough people are getting up and going to go to the canteen, okay. So the seats aren't moving enough.
Yeah. You get a message at halftime, can everybody please stand up and down 20 times?
They play that let's all go to the lobby thing, they play at the cinema, just to try and get people to stand up so the seats move. And it powers the lights.
Unfortunately, though, there'll actually be no power, so they won't be able to put it over the PA.
That's right. Yes. Someone standing on the touchline shouting, get off your seats! Everybody off your seats!
We've got to go on a complete tangent on something which is completely unreal, stylistic, and can never happen.
Yeah, apparently this story came out of Robbie Slater.
Exclusive, just in the just in the football section, in our box just now.
Yeah, in our inbox just now. Yeah, it's been tweeted by Robbie Slater.
That was the mobile phone message.
Yeah, and upon hearing it, Mark Bosnich tweeted, all in capital letters. Exclamation marks.
Yeah.
140 letters, and then just like, you know, five. How many do you get? You get 140 characters on Twitter, don't you?
Yeah.
So it's 130 and then 10 exclamation marks.
Alright, okay. Mark Bosnich has a Twitter, doesn't he?
Does he?
I think so.
Oh, does he? I'm not following him yet.
Everybody who follows us, start following Mark Bosnich and just tweet at him that laugh with the exclamation points at the end.
Yeah, we should do that. Okay.
Just get like, imagine all, you know, 700 people just tweeting.
He will probably honestly think it's because of something funny he said.
Yeah.
Love the attention.
He does love his own jokes. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who loves his own jokes is Kerry O'Keefe. Australian leg spinner. Oh. He's great. He had a great quote once where he said, I only laugh at my own jokes. And if someone cracked a joke and you hear me laughing, I probably didn't hear it. I wasn't listening. I was thinking of something funny I said earlier.
Okay, funny. For our overseas listeners, they're just going to be like, what's the going on?
Yeah, Mick Kezzy, I don't think... who's our bloke in Boston?
Jim Powers.
Yeah. Oh, is it Powers or Stagger?
That's his Twitter name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jim Powers. He's going to be thinking, who the hell is Kerry O'Keefe? He's probably also going to be thinking, who the hell is Robbie Slater?
That's true, actually.
That's right. Yeah. Has played for West Ham and Southampton.
All the big clubs. Mm.
Although he is a Premier League winner at Blackburn, to be fair. as well.
It was more a Premier League winner with Shearer, wasn't it?
That's a very good point, yeah. Shearer and Sutton, the old SAS. And Kane Dalglish as well. Let's talk previews because you're here on the Football Soak preview show. We're now into our 19th minute and we're going to start talking previews.
Very nice.
The first match of the weekend is the Adelaide United Melbourne Heart.
And you know what we're going to do?
We're going to see what happens, whatever. I'm actually reporting that game for the site, running the match report.
Very nice.
I'm just going to write, I saw what happened.
I saw what happened.
Did you want comment? I saw what happened. That's our first match of the weekend. Potential to be a good game. Adelaide were entertaining on the weekend against the Mariners. That's not the Central Coast new club name. They haven't changed their name to the Mariners. And Melbourne Heart continue to be good, despite not winning
yet. Yeah, it's a little bit strange. But,
Terra, I think when he hits his straps, will be good. In fact, I'm going to go out and back him to score this weekend.
Yeah, cool. So that'll be your Betfair bet of the week?
That would be my Betfair bet of the week. Go put $50 on it, because if you haven't yet got a Betfair account, you can go there, you can open up an account, put $30 in it. That $30 will stay untouched. That's just, you can use that later on, because as soon as you do that, you then trigger another $50 to use on anything you want. So if you'll get that $50 to put on something, put on Alex Terra to score against Adelaide United. If he scores, you're in the money. They've credit your account. And if he doesn't, it's don't worry about it. You've still got your $30 that you initially put in there anyway.
Super colour, freaking awesome.
Yeah. Well done.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Moving on, our second match of the weekend is over in the West. And it's Perth Glory taking on Newcastle Jets.
Yeah.
And we're expecting a big crowd.
We're expecting a huge crowd.
Yeah.
So if you're in Perth, don't bring your friends because they won't fit.
No, still bring them.
Yeah.
I'd much rather bring them and sell out than 5,000 people go, oh, should have brought Dave. Yeah, Jesus. There's plenty of food, plenty of space. Oh, it's quite nice. Can lay down here. So I'm looking forward to that one a lot, actually. I think that'll be a really good game because the Jets were good last week as well, played good football. They're surprising me. I think I tipped them for the spoon.
You did,
On our show, on our A-League season preview show. So they're proving me wrong at the moment. I just didn't expect Michael Bridges to be in such great form.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
So, which he has been. So
I always just found it difficult to imagine a team with Branko Cilina as coach to come last. I couldn't imagine him being with
That's a very good call. Yeah, he was given the flick quite prematurely by Sydney, wasn't
he? Yeah, it kind of gets on my nerves, even though I'm not a Sydney FC fan.
Yeah.
He was given the flick because he didn't win that many matches. But that's because Janino was injured. They brought in Cosmina, who suddenly started winning and they made the finals, but it coincided with Janino coming back from injury. And you go,
oh, he was great, Janino, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah. He was. He really was.
The little fella. TLF.
And then Cosmina, the player who caused him all the victories, he decided not to renew his contract next year, and so they didn't make the finals.
You lost your job. Exactly. Yes.
Good.
Very insightful, Christian.
Well, thank you.
Very insightful.
What more do you expect from me?
Predictions. I don't think we've actually predicted the Adelaide match. We should predict it. What do you think?
Ooh, okay. I'm thinking the Heart really want to get their first win.
They probably do, yeah.
They probably do. But then again, you can say Adelaide probably also want to get a win too. Yeah.
Nah, that'll be sweet.
Can I say if Adelaide get a good crowd in, they'll go well? But if they get a crowd like last week, then Heart'll take it.
Last week about 8,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think if they can get 10,000 in there, it's always a good atmosphere at Hindmarsh. So close to the action. I can see them doing well, but yeah, I think they might have to hold on a bit longer for their first win.
Yeah.
I think that that these teams will play out a draw.
A draw. Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, fair enough.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm leaning more towards Heart. I think that's more because I just want to see them win. I want to see them play well because I know what they could play.
True. Start playing well. Okay, cool. It's Saturday night match that you're heading up to. You will, of course, tip Brisbane to take this one out, but I'm really looking forward to an exciting game. It's just that, shortage of strikers for Sydney makes me lean towards Brisbane. I think that I see them winning this one probably 2-0, something like that, unless Carl himself scores or provides a killer pass. Mm. I just fail to see where Sydney are going to get people making those great runs off Nick Carl to capitalise on.
Yeah, that's true. Just an interesting statistic. In the last 10 appearances between those sides, Brisbane Law have only lost once.
Really?
Now
I think about it, they've got an extremely good record, haven't they?
Which is pretty crazy. I think they beat them twice last year in Sydney FC were champions.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
We got a tweet from someone, who was it? It was the Queensland Roars, Brisbane Roars. Have we written that one down?
We have written that one down.
Ben Nothling, is that him?
That would be him.
He wrote, very confident of Raw beating Sydney FC on the weekend, and he suggested that everyone bring 10,000 of their closest friends to Suncorp to revel in the awesome atmosphere. Of course, that can only apply to 5 people, because after which you'll just fill the stadium. Yes. Yeah.
But be one of those 5.
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't it be cool if you're one of the 5?
Yeah. It'd be awesome if you're like 10,000 of my closest mates. Not special.
And so if you have 10,000 Facebook friends, ask them all to come with you to the football on Saturday night in Brisbane.
No, it's good though. I'm actually not going in the box this match.
You're not?
No. The tickets are stuck at the Sunshine Coast, unfortunately.
Ah, right.
But it's good because I'm actually going, and I'm bringing a crew. We're gonna have a fair few people coming.
Oh, okay. So, you're taking a bunch up to the game. Yeah, okay, cool. Sure. That's great. Are you staying up there or coming down that night?
Depends how I feel.
Yeah.
Although I do have to coach 9 o'clock in the morning back down here, so I might.
I'd come back.
Yeah,
down.
I'd come back down.
makes sense to come back down. Your prediction.
I'm going to say Brisbane Roar with a 2-0 sounds good.
2-0, we're both going 2-0. Yeah. Okay. Sunday we have our first match is the Phoenix against the Mariners, and this is the one we're both quite really keen to watch. Mm. We think this will be a great game.
Oh, for sure. I mean, honestly, both sides have been playing great so far. Obviously, the Wellington's only had the one match.
Yeah. But what a match.
What a match. Yeah, just given the championship already.
Yes, that's right. No, yeah, thinking back, oh. We do love our nostalgia, nostalgia.
We do.
That digital camera.
Whichever weekly nostalgia episode.
On the Wednesday. This show is like digital cameras. It's like instant nostalgia. You take a photo and look back at that time. I just totally cut you off when you were talking about the Phoenix.
You just look at their squad and you look at the way they play. And, you know, Ricky Herbert's, you know, he's no flop. You know, he's...
Yeah, well, I forgot to mention his Miron Blivo's great quote Monday's show. For those of you who didn't see it, he came out afterwards and said, "Yeah, look, I'm happy with a point. I feel like Marcello Lippi. He got a point off Ricky Herbert. I got a point off Ricky Herbert." So, which is a great quote, Miron. Great stuff. I like Miron a lot. Score prediction?
Ooh, okay. I'm actually going to go Phoenix.
Yep.
And I'm going to go with a 3-1.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to say too. That's weird. So watch us both be wrong together.
So the only game we disagreed on was the first one. Was it the Adelaide game?
What'd you say?
Oh, I said Hart win.
Did you? Yeah.
Mm.
What was your score?
I didn't actually have one.
Yeah, that's probably why it didn't register in my mind. I work in numbers. I just work in binary code.
If
you can give it to me in zeros and ones, that'd be great. I know someone who like can read binary code.
Really?
Yeah, and just like, you know, 0111001110, they could tell you what that means if it means anything.
If it means
which
anything.
Probably doesn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I always ask, where's the space in the words? Like 100 might be a word, but if your next word was 001. What's to say that 100001 isn't a word altogether? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
that's our one and only IT section.
If you know how binary code works, can you contact the show, please? info@thefootballsack.com or tweet us at thefootballsack. Actually, you probably need to email. I doubt it's something you could fit in 140 characters.
We'll just get 141100101.
If you can sum up in 140 characters or less how binary code is read, you can tweet us at thefootballsack or Facebook us if you want to. If you just want to post zeros and ones on the wall.
Yes.
Our next show we should do in binary code right from the start.
Nice. Just like
you 0110001.
What? 100001010. Just like you were supposed to do.
Thanks for that, Bozza.
Wow.
Another
call. Who let him in, honestly? Yes,
Tom, did you leave the door open?
This is the last time we bring you along. If you don't lock the studio door.
That's right.
We'll talk about binary code just like you were supposed to talk in Rafa Benitez there.
I wasn't supposed to. We just had a suggestion. Who suggested that?
Pete Nikoski. I still can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, apologies, Pete.
We shouldn't have to say sorry. We gave him free tickets because he won a competition.
Of course, he's already scored some free tickets, so he's a big fan of the sack. But Jess, I cannot do Rafa. So, I do not have the quality that he has.
The fat Spanish waiter.
Yes, fat Spanish waiter. Yeah, just a fat. Right, we'll move on.
Won't go any further with that one.
Yes. No, I quite like that one.
Yeah, that's good. It's probably one of the least offensive football chants I've actually heard. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. our final game of the weekend is Melbourne Victory against North Queensland Fury. Which we've pretty much already talked about when we were making all our bad jokes about energy consumption.
Yeah, no, we did. It's going to be a
we
great
We just got to talk about
the
football side of it. Yeah. Rather than the logistics side of it. Yeah. Your thoughts, Victory should probably win that one, but then again, Sydney FC were expected to go up there last week and win.
That's so true. I think, the Fury have, I don't know if I can say this early in the season, they have a bit of a belief about them, which is something they lacked last season.
Yes. Yeah.
It seems to actually play for something.
Yeah. They're playing for Franz Strecker's jacket. That's what they're playing for.
That's what he says in the team.
He says, do it for the jacket.
Do it for the jacket. Yeah.
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's a cork of a jacket. I see the Victory taking that one out. Probably 2-0.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's true, I'm not sure.
No, take your time. It's a big decision.
It's a big decision. I might want to get this one right. Sure, if I get this
Do you want to save it and come back on Monday's show and give us your prediction for Victory against?
I actually will give you a prediction.
And give us our tips on who we should bet on for scorers. So that's I've totally cut you off. Do you want to come up with something? Have you had long enough?
Not really. I just want to say that Eric Okotoh is awesome. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, so for those of you who are going to tip the score, tip the Eric Okotoh is awesome box, and you're away.
Yeah. I might go for a draw. Margaret.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Watch out, you'll get splinters on that fence.
So it's an anyway for the draw in the first game.
Yeah, but I legitimately think that is going to be a draw. You're just saying that because you haven't put any thought into this one. let's switch across to the other side of the world because we've got a bit of news from the English Premier League. James Milner's transfer has finally gone through to Manchester City. Stephen Ireland's gone the other way.
Stevie Ireland.
So that's now, I think it's, is it 428? 429 maybe.
£1 million.
No, central midfielders that Man City now have. Okay. Yeah. I think it was like £26 million or something like that. So he now goes to Manchester City, who I just can't see what they're going to do. They're just going to play the their formation is going to be Joe Hart and goal. They're going to go the 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1. Yes, they're going to use the binary formation. Yeah,
the football side giving suggestions for Premier League teams who are taking on board.
Roberto Mancini is obviously he's cottoned on and he's going to do a binary code formation. The first time it's ever been seen in football.
Loving it.
Yes. it's good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
They'll have a very strong spine with that team.
A little bit vulnerable out wide, but...
Yeah, that's right. Vopfit, it's all about the spine.
That's it. Yeah, it's all about the spine. You know, how are you going to get past Joe Hart?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Of course, last season, the Hammers had the spine of the England team.
What a great decision that was.
Finished 17th. The other news that is surrounding Aston Villa is they've now gone to Austria for their Europa League qualifier. Mm-hmm. Apparently they've sent a very young squad and a lot of people are tipping Shane Lowry to play.
Oh,
yeah, which would be great. So, so well done, Shane. If you get some Europa League action under his belt, of course, was in that preliminary World Cup squad. Got some great experience out of that. So we wish him all the best. The other news from Europe, of course, was the hilarious young boys against Spurs match during the week. I watched the first sort of half hour. And Spurs were 3-0 down. My housemate and I were just laughing to the point of crying. It was just the funniest thing we'd ever seen. I was just about to jump in the shower, saw Spurs score, then quickly had a shower, came back, watched the rest of the game because I knew that Spurs were going to come back, did pull another goal back through Pavlyuchenko, and I expect them to run over young boys in the second leg. If they'd taken a 3-0 lead to White Hart Lane, I'd have backed young boys.
Yes.
It was just so, so great to see Tottenham, self-proclaimed biggest club in the world. 3-0 down when apparently they got the easiest draw.
The easiest draw out of them all, yes.
Out of them all. So, fingers crossed for young boys going to White Hart Lane next week. I'd love to see Spurs getting off the out.
Did you say you had some sort of funny story to go with that?
Yeah, there was someone tweeted, I can't even remember who tweeted it, but they said they were trying to do some research on Tottenham's opponents for the Champions League qualifier, but they were worried that Google was going to send their results, search results to the authorities. Yeah, it's amazing that I made a joke about young boys and didn't even mention the fact they used to play in the Wankdorf Stadium.
Seriously, Bozo.
Lozzie, you're killing us, champ. You're killing us.
Killing the listeners' eardrums too. iPod, I'm sure.
Bursting my earphones when I do that. I have to keep turning away. We asked some of our friends to let us know what would be a good tagline for the site, for this website, the Football Sack.
What were some of the good ones?
We've got we had two that we thought were the best. Mm-hmm. One came from Jim Powers in Boston, who said, it's always 11 aside in the sack, which obviously he's a big fan of orgies.
aren't we all?
Yes, that's right. Just take them when you get them. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Jim. We did find that funny. We thought that was worthy of a mention on the show. But the winner we thought was from Neil Sherman, which is the Football Sack. Grabbing the A-League by the balls.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Which is now taking quite a place under our header on the website.
It's already up there, yeah. And for those of you who haven't seen it, check out the video on the Football Sack TV channel on YouTube that is about the one with the girls searching for the ball sack and getting football sack and not being able to figure out why they ended up on a football website.
They were looking for porn and kind of got bombarded by football.
Yeah, yeah.
The confusion is just amazing.
It's a great little skit, so go check it out. Some more stuff we want to get through. We've got a new Arsenal blog has popped up, an Australian-based one, who asked that we give him a shout-out. So here you go. It's ozguna.com, www.ozguna.com. So if you're an Arsenal fan listening to the show in Australia, check it out. Might be worthwhile.
Yeah,
I know Oz Hammers is a great site. David Lewis does some great stuff there. Mm-hmm. They sort of meet up for matches and that sort of stuff. So I assume that this bloke might be down the same lines. So
I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's been following us, listening to us since the start, so it's actually good to give him a bit of a shout out as well.
Oh, has he? Okay, great. Blake Hampton wrote in and said, you hate Notts County and Alanis Morissette, referring to my spiel I gave last week. It was just a rant at both of those two entities. I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to you two as the season regresses, and I'm not going to lie, I'm scared.
As are we, Blake.
You're telling us, Blake.
Yeah, we're hearing knocks on the windows at night going, can't sleep, Blake, forget us.
Can't sleep, Blake, leave me.
Oh god, that's too many.
He also wrote, PS, God love Pepe Reina. He doesn't know who he plays for. Is it Liverpool, Barca, Spain, Arsenal? He's no Mark Schwarzer, that's for sure. Come on, you Gooners, come on, Sydney FC. Love having football back in the sack. Yeah, baby. So that's good. Actually, that reminds me of another joke. I saw a friend of mine wrote to her husband on Facebook on the wall. I think she's in France or something at the moment, and she wrote, I miss you like Pepe Reina misses the chance to beat Arsenal on the first day of the season. Yeah, which I thought
that's
was very
a hell
funny.
Of a lot, dear.
Yeah, so well done, Claire Marsh. Very funny. I think that's us wrapped up for the day. We should also mention our fantasy league.
Our favourite Martian is on top of the league at the moment.
Ben Martian, he's on top. So go on and check out.
How are you going?
How do they do that?
Just go to our go to foxsports.com. If you joined with us, you'll automatically go to it. If you haven't, hit us up on Twitter. We'll give you the code.
For all other inquiries, info@thefootballsack.com. Twitter us @thefootballsack. Hit us up on Facebook or just check out the website, thefootballsack.com. Big thank you to Christian Leyland, my co-host. Big thank you to Tom Goss, who sat in the studio and laughed at my jokes today.
And don't forget to tweet.
A big thank you to Mark Bosnich as well. And don't forget to tweet Mark Bosnich and say ha ha. Pretty much what I just said.
That's it.
Yeah.
Love from the Football Sack.
Love from the Football Sack. See you around, guys.